Hello, everybody. It's Lex and Stacy, threesome podcast number 82. Hello.
Hi, Lex.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Lex.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Lex. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I've missed you so much.
You sound a lot like I've been watching lately.
Uh-oh.
Why am I watching so much porn lately, Stacy? I have a theory that I might be aware of the beginning of the downfall of my sexual mortality, and I'm just trying to find out every day that I still got it.
Clinging to it both literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Because I read on this thing we did on sudden death about girly parts that as long as you guys use yours, it should work all the way to the end. But if you stop using it, it'll start to close itself, and somebody could put a little finger in there, and it'd be like, ow, ow, ow.
Vaginal atrophy.
Oh, band name once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Detroit. We're vaginal atrophy.
Yeah.
No, it is actually a thing where it loses its elasticity.
Yes.
And so why instead of the stretchy, wonderful hole that we're all used to and love so much, it becomes this dry little puckered thing that just gives her a lot of pain, and you really don't want to stick it in anyway.
No. Uh-uh. Not at that point. Obviously, it's been the case for a while if that happens.
I think it is. Don't quote me on this because I actually know someone who has this.
Uh-huh.
I think that it also can be a byproduct of menopause. But do not quote me on this. Ask your doctor, ladies.
Listen, you know you're old when you got to ask if you have vaginal atrophy or not. Hey. Before we hook up on Match.com, how's the VA doing, huh?
Hail to the V.
Yeah. So apparently if you're just a whore your whole life, it'll be fine. Which does make it a wonder mechanism, really.
Yes.
You guys have...
Sure, nobody can feel you, but at least it's there.
Yeah. You guys apparently have room during arousal for an 8-incher in there, comfortably.
Really?
All of you, yeah.
Hmm.
I had to apologize for Lisa for not using up all the real estate.
Well, she could rent part of it out.
But I'm sure she's had men that have. So that's fine.
I think all women, if they're lucky, has that one.
Yeah. I mean... I think her dirty sex relationship was the one before mine, unfortunately. You know, so
you're just old hat with serial killer night.
No, I don't think he had the game I have there. Nobody does. but you know, now that she knows me, it's not as fun as it was in the beginning, where it's like, God, this guy takes a whole different approach because of his average penis. Which has always been my thing. It's like, hey, I gotta be better. You know, I don't have Peyton Manning's arm, so I'm gonna have to read defenses better or something. You know,
you could be Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to be that, you know, guy that gets it done differently. You know, so you know, more Joe Montana like. You know. You know, a thinking man's guy, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, to be behind some chick, you know, and hitting it and going, I'll fucking kill you if you displease me, is just, you know, something to do.
Whoa. 5 years later, it's not as scary.
I just angered the technical gods there.
Yeah, I could hear that.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I got a cord that's misbehaving, and I got it in a certain place, and if it moves, it's got to be replaced. But I'm just trying to get through this.
Nothing but the best, folks.
Yep. Well, we keep a box of about 12 of them. They don't last long. They're really cheap. you know, and I wish they'd make a better one that you could flex and move and it wouldn't short out, but I guess that's not possible.
Stupid cords.
I know. So you gotta buy them like Bic lighters. And I got a couple in there. I just need to replace it. All right. So, I think I'm feeling my sexual mortality. I am watching porn at an alarming rate right now.
Are you paying for it? Are you spending alarming amounts of money on the porn?
No. No, it's free. It's free as hell.
See, I used to have all of that porn that you had given me, but it went away when I moved back to Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we used to be given porn on the show all the time, remember? It was just like, yes. It was just boxes of it would show up.
I know. You gave me boxes of it.
Remember, we'd all like sit there and go, anybody into threesomes here? Yeah, I like the, oh, here. Yeah. You know, dad with stepdaughter? Yeah, I'll take that one. That's cool. Yeah.
Lex gave me his opened and already partially watched Bridget the Midget. She's a trooper.
Good times.
I could kind of guesstimate from where the tape had stopped at what point Lex had come. And I was like, I didn't know that would do it.
Back at that age, anything naked would do it.
Look at Bridget go.
I was a machine, dude. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, 16, 17 times a day in my 20s.
Wow! You know,
if I felt like it. Every once in a while, I'd have one of those days where...
You know, it's raining. Yeah. There's nothing to do.
Nothing, yeah. You know, you're smoking a little weed. You know, it's just like you're just watching the same porn scene over and over again on your VCR.
It's getting stretched out and warped.
Yeah. I mean, you're actually sore at the end of the day. It's just like, oh, my God, what happened yesterday? Oh, yeah.
Bridget.
Yeah, I had a pretty bad libido, man. So I think I'm going to be good for a while. I still don't have to take the dreaded pill yet.
Good.
You know, but, you know, if I take any kind of medication... Yeah, when I was overweight, there was a couple of years I took blood pressure medicine, and I wasn't doing so well on that, you know.
But, like it wasn't working, or you just had no interest.
I just had no interest.
Gotcha.
That's kind of the thing, you know. And in anybody, it was just like, just like, you know, if you don't have that feeling down there, you just don't care,
right?
You know, but. It's like, lately, it's been crazy.
Has she been feeding you something different?
She don't feed me anything. She can't cook worth a shit.
Okay.
You know, and I'm making it sound like she doesn't give me any sex, but she does. You know, she's just part of the process right now. I think I'm really trying to prove to myself I can still just man up, and I think that's her fault because she's younger than me.
Or it could be you finally reached a certain critical stage in the yoga process.
Yeah, who knows?
You've opened some sort of penile chakra.
Yeah, let's say, hey, that'd be cool.
Your sacrum, I think.
Sacrum sounds like something you put in your fucking coffee.
Or ass.
Yeah. Or only one of us has it.
Yeah.
And I think it's us. Although I've seen some relationships where that's not true. So, yeah. Anyway, I just, wanted to get your take on that.
I say don't think about it and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It could be your last hurrah.
Oh, that's fucking sad.
Then enjoy it and don't question it. Ride it as long as that wave goes.
Oh, man.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 weeks from now. It could be a year from now. You could be the horniest 70-year-old man ever.
Yeah. I swear to God, if I got the sense that was happening, I would just sit her down and go, you can go. I don't want it to deteriorate. Let's just cut it off. Right? Let's just...
No, not it.
Not this. I mean, it still feels good to have one, but... You know, you're still in your low 40s, and, you know, you still need to get tagged for another 10 years till nobody wants you. So, you know.
God. You just suck.
No, that'd be kind of the way it would go. I that would be really hard for me to watch her, like, disappointment.
Well, you could always have an open relationship where you just love her and provide support and be the one that sleeps with her at night, but and literally just only sleep with her, but she gets to fuck other people.
No.
Why?
Because.
You're the one she's coming home to. Isn't that what's important?
No. I want fucked.
But if you don't want to be fucked, then you're not going to care if you're not the one she's fucking.
No, and I'll tell you why. If I had a guarantee she wouldn't fall in love with somebody, I could do it. But she'd get feelings for somebody, and then it'd be bad.
Yes, because her lady brain just automatically loves everyone who sticks a penis inside her.
Well, there may be somebody who's just as engaging and fun as me, you know, to her, and they have a 20-year younger penis.
With several inches on you.
Exactly. Everything's bad.
And he's charming, funny, smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the things.
Loves animals. Has a farm.
All the things I am.
Not just a farm, but a rescue farm.
I don't have a farm. Yeah. A rescue farm. Yeah. 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 Then sits her down after pulling his 10-incher out of her and says, you know, you need some more animals, baby.
I gotta go feed the calves that I rescued that were orphaned, and I've been hand feeding them with my bottle. And
so I'm gonna go out there and do a bunch of manly work in my cowboy hat and plaid shirt and get dirty, and then I'm gonna come back and we'll do this again. Yeah, that'd be so fucked.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, then she just has to go. Sorry. I don't want to watch that or think about it.
She's getting nailed from behind while bottle feeding a baby goat.
Yeah.
It's bleating at her contentedly.
Yeah.
She gets fucked like she's never been fucked before.
Yeah, whatever.
So serial killer night, they have baby bunny butcher night.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go over there and kill this goat. You turn on me?
Yes.
Sort of.
Please don't. I'll do anything to save that baby goat.
Yes. No, baby. It's going to be a bad night for you. It's going to be Silence of the Lambs.
Except they're not going to get quiet.
Figuratively.
Clarice.
Yeah. I'll be saying, calling her Clarice in a country voice. Clarice. Don't make me chop the neck of this goat.
I will bleed this baby piglet all over you.
Now open them things up.
You need to blow me, baby, or the bunny gets it.
Yeah, she's a complex individual. But I just couldn't watch her having to deal with that when the time comes, you know.
So you don't think you'd be a good cuck?
A good what?
A cuckold.
Oh, God, no. Fuck no. No, wrong.
You sit home. Wait for her to come home. see her face is all flushed, her hair is messed up. And you know that if she gets too close, you're going to smell cum all over her.
No, I'd much rather have all that and have to be in a relationship with the asshole. That would give me perverse enjoyment. Because once he's done fucking, he goes back to being the total jerk off of all time. Because that's the way God makes it. You're either a fucking cool dude and you fuck, you know, average, or you're you fuck like a beast and you're just a dick and hard to live with. And they end up, you know, writing songs about you like Goodbye Earl and stuff like that. That's just the way it goes. That's the way that is God's little sense of humor right there.
Yes.
I truly believe there isn't an 8 to 10 inch dude out there that's a totally awesome dude. Because he knows he doesn't have to be.
But if you are, please send email to me. Let me know. So I can tell Lex, oh, no, no.
Yeah, what about you, Stacey? You're going to be in that predicament. What are you going to do? You're going to make your husband be a cuckold? So you just sit there and watch, bitch.
No. Everything is still working fine for him. Plus, he's only a month and a half older than me.
Oh, okay.
So I think that we're both going to deteriorate at the same time.
You made it sound like in the last podcast he was going to go way before you.
Well, that is the plan. But
yeah.
20 years.
Sweet. Did I hear our alarm go off, by the way, or was that something else?
No, that wasn't. Okay. I don't know what that was.
All right. It was a Google phone text message thing.
Oh. Huh. Let me look.
Yeah. Somebody's trying to get a hold of Stacy.
We've got like just under 13 minutes left. Oh. We're only halfway through this fucker.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. So, you ready for the holidays? This is being recorded right before the holidays, and I fucking hate it.
Yes.
I really do. I don't sleep well during this time of year. I don't enjoy it. I just want to get through it and start the new year.
Really, agreed.
Really, the best months of the year just went by for me. The last month of summer and the first couple months of fall are my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
That's pretty much is it. And so after that, I tend to get, like, you know, in a funk for the most part.
Especially being up here in Michigan, as I'm getting older each year, I dread winter a little more.
Yeah.
And a little more. It's so dark, you know. It is completely pitch black in December at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, I mean, Terry's in Seattle, and it gets dark at 3:30.
See, my brother being in Chicago, that's the eastern side of the central time zone. So for them, he has said that, like, if in Chicago on the shortest days of the year, it's dark at like 4:30, which is just wrong, you know, yeah, for like a city. I don't know why a city is different, but they should be brighter longer.
It's great if you do morning radio, you know, because it's not light at 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
But for some reason, that time of year, I sleep great. I can go to bed with it light outside. No problem. Yeah, I guess because I know the next day I'm going to have a whole day to do whatever I want.
Right.
And, I don't know, it's just, the last 3 or 4 years have been very tumultuous. So it's like the holidays always had some extra drama with it.
See, for me, it's the gift giving, and I'm not even talking about the money expenditure, yeah, which is part of it, but it's just the pressure of finding shit, because, you know, it is not always fun just getting people shit that's on their list, because where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
You know, and it just becomes very stressful. I think I overthink it. And the last few years, because we don't have any kids, my brother and I, you know, it's just my mom, my brother and I, my husband, there's no kids. So we just decided not to give gifts anymore.
Yeah.
And that made a huge difference in enjoying the holidays. I just hate now cooking.
Yeah.
The meals for people. I hate it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the
So if you can get away with it, don't buy gifts.
The enjoyment of cooking has kind of gone away for me because I like to make pretty high-calorie rich things, you know?
I
was very good at making stuff like that, and now I can't eat like that, so I got to cook pretty much... I'm pretty much limited to the same vegetables, you know, the same starches, which is basically a sweet potato, you know.
And a brown rice, if you're lucky.
Yeah, you know, and that's...
Hey, here's a tip my husband does, because he makes the best potato salad I've ever had. It started out first as like a laziness thing, but then we kind of are convinced ourselves it was okay, because all the vitamins in a potato are in the skin.
Yeah.
Don't take the skin off when you're making your potato salad. Just leave it on there.
Yeah,
people will get over it. But now he also, when he's making a potato salad, will throw in a sweet potato or two. Not like I have it be the whole thing be a sweet potato salad.
That's amazing.
But there'll be like just a little, you know, because he's chopped it up, so little hunks of the orange in there, and that's really good.
That sounds great.
So make it just the way you always do, but just throw some sweet potatoes in there.
You're making me want to make some potato salad.
It's pretty good.
I could live off of potatoes if I wouldn't blow up. Like
sweet, just a baked potato with bacon bits and some butter. The poor man's dinner.
I could eat that for dinner every night, no problem.
If you're really fancy, some sour cream.
Yeah. I mean, no problem. Butter, sour cream. I don't even need the bacon. Just the butter and sour cream is...
Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Starchy goodness.
You know, I wonder why your body craves them so bad. I mean, obviously because of the sugar, I guess, but...
Right.
But I really, really, really love potatoes.
Potatoes, noodles,
yeah.
You know, the breads, anything that's really awful for you that is just so delightful to eat. Because texturally, even in your mouth, chewing like something with a noodle is so good.
Yeah, I mean, you just feel like you're getting something in your stomach. You know, sometimes I eat it like a salad and I just, my stomach feels as empty as... You know, and I'm talking like a good size salad, you know, with a...
Right. The salad where it's like, really, you're not... there's 600 calories in that salad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you're still like going, it's salad.
But it's 600 calories without starch. You know, it's...
Yes.
It's chicken. It's a little bit of cheese, maybe. But, you know, usually the dressing is what kills you on a salad. So if you can find something you can live with.
I'm just going to say it. I cannot stand vinaigrettes. Anything with a vinaigrette in it can just kiss my ass.
I'm just kind of over it because that's become the restaurant's choice of what they want to give you, you know, because people are watching their weight and shit. So they're kind of forced to carry it. But I really love those old school restaurants that are like, no, we have French and Thousand Island. That's it.
And ranch.
Yeah.
Ranch makes the world a much better place.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know a female that doesn't like ranch dressing. I've never met one.
Ranch, and then sometimes, depending on it, the blue cheese.
Yeah.
But you got to get the right blue cheese, because sometimes blue cheese can be scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever had, like, really fresh blue cheese?
I don't know.
Well, there's several different strains of it, but some of it can be pretty pungent. You know, and there's this one place I go to get steaks. I don't know where they get their blue cheese, but that blue cheese with that steak is nothing. Nothing else needs to go on it.
That is our Christmas Eve dinner. It's just my mom, my brother, my husband, and I. And my husband grills these huge, giant steaks. I mean, they cover your whole plate. My mom buys them these huge fucking steaks on the grill. It doesn't matter how much snow is on the ground. He's out there at the grill. My brother makes this blue cheese dressing that gets baked in the oven. And you just smear it all over the steak.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, my God. And then they make stuffed mushrooms. Oh.
And then you sit around and watch bad TV, you know, some...
Christmas Story starting at 8 o'clock Christmas Eve.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Do you realize I've never seen that?
I haven't either. People think
I'll stick to Christmas Story.
People think my whole religious thing's just horrible.
Why?
Because I'm just a heathen when it comes to Christianity. I don't know much about it. I went to church, my whole childhood and got nothing out of it whatsoever. It was just detention to me.
Right.
And I sat there and kept my mouth shut like a good little boy. And as soon as it was 11:59 on Sunday, it's like, oh, man, threw another one.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember my dad sending me down to teenage Bible study or something. I was like, no, no, don't make me get out of there. No, I hate those little fuckers.
So, you know, Bible camp is fun when you're a little kid and you don't know that it's all brainwashing.
Yeah, and then I get downstairs, and who's in there? Chris Oldsworth, the guy that's been beating me up for the last 3 years. Thanks, Dad.
And he loves Jesus.
He goes, oh, you're coming to Bible study now, Staley? Apparently so. Why don't we just get this over with? Hey, this guy, talk about holding a grudge, okay? When am I, like fifth grade or something? And we're walking home, and his girlfriend was Peggy Harrison, who I just had a huge crush on. I couldn't stop looking at her. I just a little, just Veronica on the Archies looking thing, you know? And one day he goes, hey, Staley! You looking at Peggy? You looking at my girlfriend? Yeah. Oh, you think you could? Do you think she could be your girlfriend? No, I'm just looking.
She's got nice tits.
And, so he and his two friends, hold me down, and he, takes a couple swings, and this went on like every day for 3 years. I mean, rinse and repeat. I got to the point where I was like, this doesn't feel so bad. It's a couple punches, and, he even got bored with it where he wasn't hitting me as hard, So.
And that's when the erection started.
Yes, he started getting erections. And that's when I had to fight back. So it's me. It was me you were pissed off at for wanting a girl. You were jealous of me. Ah, now I get it.
And no, I won't suck your dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid that's going to be a little more of a fight,
I'll actually put some oomph into it now.
But one day in the next weekend in Bible study, it's like, God, it's not enough that I got to see this guy every day going home. But so the next week in Bible study, I threw a Bible at him. He was just sitting across the room, and he had this smirk on his face, and I just picked it up and just winged it across the room and hit him right in the head.
Do you know how many people you just horrified with that story?
Yep.
Hopefully no one that's listening to the podcast, but that is like blasphemy to some.
Really? Because I feel like God spoke to me.
I'm right there with you. I'm not judging you. Yeah. I understand, but I'm just saying. That's like, letting the flag touch the ground kind of stuff.
I have thought about that moment my entire life. I mean, talk about having numerous opportunities going home from school for years and dealing with that jerk face. And the fact that I chose that moment to stand up to him.
With the Bible.
You know, and he looked over at me like, are you out of your mind? And I was just looking at him like, I'm going to throw some more at you. This is over.
Call me Damien.
Yeah. I just had a look on my face like, this is over. And I never got messed with again. And to this day, we're friends. We actually were,
well, good.
We actually were cool after that and joked about it and still do.
See, my church story, and it has nothing to do with bullying or anything, because I was Catholic, and it was a very cold, uncaring kind of atmosphere at church. Totally different than, like, other churches where the kids get to run around and play and have Sunday school and stuff. Yeah. We had to deal with nuns. It was awful. It was Ash Wednesday, and we had to go after school to church so that we could get ashed on our forehead, which is basically a little mixture. They take all of the palms from the year before's Palm Sunday, and they burn them down to this ash. So they have the ashes, and they take like an oil, and they make this weird ashy paste. And that's when the priest blesses it and then makes a cross, an ashy, oily cross on your forehead. And you've experienced Ash Wednesday. I have very sensitive skin, and so when I went up,
it burned.
And he did this.
The power of Christ combined.
Before I had made the walk back to my seat, it had already welted up and was flaming red. And I sat there in utter misery. And my mom is just looking at me and shaking her head, like, and I'm like, it hurts. It hurts so bad. Please get it off me.
I took communion at my friend's wedding, and his mom went crazy on me.
Really?
Yeah, we were like, for one thing, I was his best man. The wedding took forever.
Oh, it's a Catholic wedding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're kneeling
down. There should be a law.
We're kneeling down in front, and the guy doing the ceremony, I guess he's called a priest.
The priest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's how little I know about this.
If he's got the white collar, he's a priest.
Yeah, so he puts this wafer in my mouth, and I'm like, God, I'm starving. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, because holy wafers are known for their... Yeah. Caloric,
hey,
numminess.
I was so hungry, I was just like, God, thank God we're finally eating at this wedding. And,
the body of Christ.
So we're sitting at dinner, and his mom goes, I didn't know you were Catholic, Lex. I went, no, I'm not. And all of a sudden, the whole mood at the table just goes,
and Lex ruins the wedding.
She goes, you took communion. I saw you. I said, yeah, I sure did. Yeah, in my George Costanza voice. You know, yeah, I sure did. She goes, I need you to talk to the father, you know, and let him explain why you couldn't do that. And I was like, okay. So I had to, you know, Jim's looking at me like, just indulge her, just go, you know. So I go in to talk to the guy, and of course, Catholic priest, the guy's totally cool.
He's sitting there with a cigarette in one hand and a beer in the other, wasn't he?
He had a glass of wine, and you know, from the wedding, and he goes, we're just going to sit here for 5 or 6 minutes, and then we're just going to come out with looks on our face like we had a stern talking. Is that cool? And I went, yeah. I'm sorry if I did something wrong. He goes, it's fine.
I didn't even bless it anyway, okay.
I said, it is, right? You know, it's just a wafer. He goes, well, you know, to people in our religion, it's more than that. He goes, but there's nothing wrong with you participating, you know. He goes, hey, maybe you might want to do this someday. And I went, no, I don't think so. And he smiles. The guy was totally cool. And we walk out, and she goes up to him. She goes, is everything all right, Father? He goes, just fine. He's a nice young man. And then he looks at me and kind of pats me on the shoulder, like...
Pats you on the ass.
Yeah, like...
Your middle finger kind of lingers right between your ass cheeks.
he, you know, did what he does best.
He diddled you.
Made a young man happy. So, yeah.
I think we've pretty much offended all Catholics this podcast.
Listen, I just want you all to know, I think you have the coolest religion ever. Just realize I'm not participating in any of them, although I do have the feeling there is some sort of God that watches over us. I just haven't found the non-hypocritical, I want to take all your money religion that makes me happy to worship it, so I'm just doing it myself, okay? That's kind of where I'm at. So I'm not a total heathen. I just can't jump in all the way with the Protestants or the Catholics or, you know, and certainly not the other.
The Jews.
Certainly not the other zealots out there.
Yes.
At least the Jews took it in a different direction, you know. Hey, I think I'd choose Muslim before, you know, some of these crazy-ass Christian ones, you know, the far right-wing crazy as a bat.
Oh, I know. I'm right there with you. I think it was Carrie Fisher, and I'm not going to say it exactly right, I'm totally paraphrasing, but she actually said something along the lines of, you know, I don't believe in God, but I'm not an atheist. I'm very open to the idea that, you know, there might be one.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with her.
That's kind of where I am, too.
Yeah.
If God came down and stood before me, like Old Testament type shit, you know, I would ask some questions.
I would not be a disbeliever. I would just go, I hope you understand the way I handled this.
Actually, crap, did you see, I posted this last week, I think, on Facebook, our Facebook page, about that Christian website?
I didn't see it, if you did.
You keep talking while I go find it.
All right. Yeah, so, you know, my comment to God would be, listen, sorry I threw the Bible at the guy, but I really think you maybe did. I always will. Till I go to the,
and God would say, the Bible isn't even something that I wrote, you know.
Yeah.
Men kind of changed it around. Yeah. And
I mean, you know, it's. I think it's a big book of manipulation, personally, but that's just me.
Agreed. I
agree. That's just you.
Yeah.
Now I'm
kind of right there with you.
Now let me get off this podcast before I explode.
Okay, this was the story that I posted. I had hoped we could talk about this. Thank you for reminding me. A Christian website that advises couples how to live according to the Bible's gender roles. Okay, following me so far on this.
Oh, yeah.
Has some cool and not at all misogynistic advice for all you fellows out there. If your wife is bumming you out by reluctantly submitting to sex, just don't look at her face. Because, see, first of all, according to this website and according to, like, the traditional female roles, a wife, the only time, basically, that a wife is supposed to or is allowed to turn her husband down for sex is if there's been a death, if she is pregnant, or if she's just had surgery. Any other time, she is supposed to happily give it up whenever he wants.
Hmm.
But because sometimes a woman will still give it up, being a good Christian woman, even though maybe she doesn't want to, and he's bummed out because he's getting the vibe that, you know, she's just really not into it. He shouldn't look at her face. He should focus on some other part of her body because she's refusing to emotionally connect with him.
Who needs that? God, I'd make such a good far-right Christian guy. I could do that.
I think the point is that you wouldn't be asking your wife, or not even asking, saying, I want sex in 5 minutes, meet you upstairs, and not letting her say, no, I don't want to. Scandal's on.
Yeah. It's not on until it's on.
Words to live by right there. Yeah. It pertains to everything.
And if you don't do this, we can watch How to Get Away with Murder right after that. Capiche? Because I've seen every episode of that, and I feel pretty good about my abilities at this point.
Pretty much all you have to do is watch like 3 episodes of any of the CSIs, and you have a pretty good idea of how not to leave clues at a crime scene.
Yes. Yeah, or if you're going to do a bank robbery, you know, plot the getaway to not be on a street with security cameras everywhere, which is like nowhere anymore.
Or get them to be taken out ahead of time.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
Pay Banksy to go spray paint each one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. Leave Banksy a hole in the ground somewhere for his take. But anyway, that's just the thoughts I've had if I was that type of person. Obviously, I have a job and can pay my bills right now, so I don't need
it. It's good to see that wafer has kept you on the straight and narrow all these years.
That's exactly right. I've been a good boy most of my life.
The body of Christ, baby.
All right. Well, we're out of here, Stacy. Great podcast once again. And I will see you next time, my dear.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Even though it's over now while they listen to this. But, you know, I got you. I got what you're throwing down.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.